You can get the holiday season, bowl season, and basketball season all in one place. 105.5 and 97.5.
Merry Christmas.
We are The Roar.
WCCP quarter zip on, and I looked around and my hat and on. And I was like, I don't have any Tiger Sports on right now. Oh, my shirt. My shirt I
always
do have on. Long sleeve, Nike long sleeve shirt, Tiger Sports Shop. I hope graduation went well for everybody yesterday. All those in town for that. I hope everybody went over to Tiger Sports. I know they were extremely busy the last couple days with all of that. So, hey, you still have time to stop by. I still have not done my Tiger Sports Shop annual trip yet during the holiday season, but I'll do that here in the next couple days, probably this weekend. Stop by and get the gifts from Tiger Sports, tigersports.com. We love Tiger Sports. Love what they do for 50 years now. And I told you, I think 1984 was the first time I went to Tiger Sports, tigersports.com. Great folks. Let them take care of all those great collections, anything you want, anything you need. For your non-Clemson fans, Clemson fans know, College Avenue, Tiger Boulevard, tigersports.com. If you're not a Clemson fan, but you had to buy for a Clemson fan, for the niece, nephew, for the co-worker, easy to remember, Tiger Sports and tigersports.com. Hal, I'm coming to you. Let me mention a couple things here. Well, first of all, let me get Hal, then I got two extremely interesting stories to talk about. Good morning, Hal. How was your birthday, man? Everything go well?
Pretty good. Let's see. I don't have a prime, but I saw where the Rams had a big lead.
Yeah, wow.
Had a big lead, and they blow it. And first time there must be something about the when it gets a flock of birds. You know, with the exception of being Arizona, since whom they beat a couple weeks ago. But they had a big lead against Philadelphia in the vote, and last night it was in. And time will tell how they'll do in their next game, which is a week from Monday, which is almost like a mini bye because I call it a mini bye because having come off and playing the Thursday game, and your next game isn't until about a week and a half away, and you got Raheem Morris as our head coach, who was a defense coordinator there for a few seasons, Atlanta maybe playing the role of spoiler, and the Vikings, which is what the Vikings are trying to do on counter their game last Sunday night.
So you're saying they don't need to play? It happens with the birds. They don't need to play Baltimore, Philadelphia. They don't play those, right? All right.
Well, they beat the Ravens handily, 17-3.
Oh, okay. All right. But not the Seahawks and not the Cardinals. All right, the feathered.
They barely beat Seattle at the first meeting, you know, but I'm talking about playing a role of spoiler, you know, and Carolina. I mean, they got swept by the Saints, and the Saints. I think their record is a little bit misleading, you know.
Yeah, the Saints only have 4 wins on the season, but to the Panthers, huh? So that's interesting.
The Saints have a couple of players left from the Breeze years, like Cam Jordan on defense and Alvin Kamara, you know.
Yeah, there's only the Saints. I think are among 10 teams that have been eliminated from the playoffs already. I think I'm right by saying that. Yeah. But elimination early down there, and as far as clinching playoffs, I'll leave you with this: Hal, the Broncos have clinched. The last night, the Seahawks have clinched. They're also the Rams have clinched. So we got 3 teams so far that have clinched. It's going to be a lot of fun here in the next couple of weeks. Hal, man, I hope you had a great birthday. Appreciate you checking in with us. I got a couple of interesting stories here. Number one. Now, this, you want to open up a can of worms here. Get the can opener out. Josh Hoover, who we just talked about, is leaving TCU. 3-year starter. He played all 3 years for Kendall Briles, offensive coordinator, TCU. Kendall Briles goes to South Carolina. I didn't know this till this morning. but Kendall Briles' older brother, I mean, I'm sorry, Josh Hoover's older brother is Caleb Hoover, who plays baseball at South Carolina. So, could you see the Gamecocks either A, shelling out a ton of money for Sellers, or now this is their insurance policy. You go get Hoover instead. All right, now here's the rumor out of Columbia, and I don't deal in rumors too much, but the rumor is that Lenore Sellers wants more money this year than last year, and that his brother also wants $1 million. And so we're talking about like 4.2 million for Lenore Sellers and his brother.
Well, he already signed, right? I mean, he's already back. They've already signed.
They did it yesterday?
I thought Sellers agreed to come back like last week.
That's what I
thought. No. They're getting close, I understand.
Well, if they haven't done it officially, I would still retain Sellers if you can.
So here's the question then. Who would you rather have? Oh, no, by the way, are you going to keep Aaron Nolan? Like, you're paying him like almost $1 million maybe, and he didn't play at all?
All due respect to Aaron Nolan, I don't really think South Carolina should care what Aaron Nolan's up to.
Because Cutter Bucks, okay. Cutter Woods is better than Aaron Nolan, right?
Yeah, I think I would be more inclined to retain Cutter from.
You don't. There's no way you have Hoover and Sellers. So I'll ask you this, both of you guys: would you rather have Hoover? Or would you rather have Sellers? In Kendall Bryce's offense in 2026, who would you rather have?
I think Sellers' upside is still higher. I think I'd rather keep the guy who's been there and
Keanu?
Is a South Carolina guy, for better or worse, here.
I'd say Sellers.
Yeah.
Really?
I'd say Sellers. It pains my soul, but I'd say Sellers.
I said all year.
Hoover, by the way, let's compare the stats.
The stats are going to like Hoover.
Hoover, 66% completion percentage.
The stats don't account for Mike Shula.
3,400. You can't blame everything on Mike Shula.
No, but you can blame. We're going to get into this. A lack of development.
We're going to get into this. All right, but let me get into this. 3,472 yards, 29 touchdowns, 13 picks. Lenora Sellers. I got to go way down the list here. Bear with me a second. Lenora Sellers, 61% completion percentage, 2,400 yards, 1,000 less yards. 13 touchdowns, 8 picks. Now, getting a running game will tell you a little bit, but he didn't have a whole lot of rushing yards in there. Anyway, I'm going to tell you, I loved him as a late in his freshman year. I didn't love him before all that. Loved him late in his freshman year, but didn't like what we saw most of this year. I'll be totally honest with you. He's got an easy job. You can blame this on Mike Shula all you want to, but I talked about this before. The teams, after the Illinois game last year, follow me on this. This is the most important point I'm going to make all day, I hope. After the Illinois game last year, which Illinois employed this double spy, all right? But to take away the run game. After the Clemson game last year, Illinois said, we're not going to let the guy beat us with his feet. We double spy. We keep in the pocket, double spy. When you double spy, you do it with a linebacker, two linebackers, or a linebacker and a safety. I've never seen a double spy before, so this is the first time I've ever seen it. With that being the case, those guys are hanging out 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, right? So you're rushing 3 or 4, all right? And you got two spies. That's 5 or 6 guys. Let's say you rush 4. And you have the two spies right there. That's 6 guys. You only got 5 guys downfield. You're not having the linebackers normally on a pass play would drop into this hook and curl zone. You'll see. By the way, you never play man-to-man against Lenore Sellers. If you do, your defense back's got the backs to it, running toward him, and he's running down the field, and you're getting crushed, right? So he's always facing zone. Now, what is it? You know, what kind of zone is it? Covered 1, 2, 3, 4, robber and all that. But who knows? But so he's got to read a little bit of that. But because there's so much room, the safeties are taking their normal drop. There's so much room behind those spies and in front of those safeties that little bend play they ran all the time across the middle, that's an easy throw. Like, you can't have an easier throw than that. And he did that a lot. I mean, we blame this on Mike Shula that he didn't do better because he kept him in the pocket a little bit more. I'm going to give defenses credit for this. I think the North Settlers had about it. The read is easy. It's always zone. Again, there's different kinds of that. And the throws are easy because there's no linebacker depth.
Can I provide an alternative Josh Hoover take that I don't think people are considering?
13 picks.
Why is Josh Hoover being viewed as like the best quarterback in the portal? Name a big game this year Josh Hoover played well in.
All right. North Carolina, but went a big game.
Not a big game. Josh, let's run through Josh Hoover against the better teams in the Big 12 this year.
All right.
Josh Hoover against Houston. Pretty good team in the Big 12 this year. Ranked for a good part of the year. Three picks. Two touchdowns. Iowa State. One touchdown, two picks. Kansas State, not very good. Three touchdowns, two picks. Played well against Baylor. Not a great team. Expected to be better. Three touchdowns in that game. Played very well. Oh, no touchdowns, two picks against Arizona State. Played very well against SMU. Christopher Vezina played well against.
379, five touchdowns, one pick. And that might have been the biggest game of the year, but that's against a terrible defense.
Through 13 picks in the Big 12, has had NFL receivers consistently the last couple seasons. I don't understand why. And this Hoover may be better in the Bryles offense than Sellers next year. Sellers was wildly disappointing this year. Was not as good as he should have been. That's partly on him. Holds the ball too long, all that. He won't get the ball out super quickly. I don't know if that's something they'll ever coach out of him. I don't think Hoover's all that great. Doesn't have a rocket arm. You're betting on decision-making and getting the ball out quick there, and evidently by 13-pick standard in the Big 12, the decision-making isn't tremendous. If you're shooting for ceiling, it's Sellers, 1,000,000%. I think that is... If you're going to put Josh Hoover behind a bad offensive line, which South Carolina has and likely will have again next year, even with a new coach in there, is that the guy you want behind there, or do you want the guy who, while I agree, was not good this year, does not get the ball out in time, can at least break a tackle and get around and move around and has a big frame? Would that be a better fit behind the personnel that's going to likely be in front of him? I just don't think Hoover's as good as everyone's making him out to be. It has nothing to do with Sellers in this case. I just think that he's a little bit too loved on here in the portal.
All right, well, you can't do, like, because we're crossing some lines here, okay? We're going to say how great, I'm going to play Gamecock fan for you for a second. Oh, everything was Mike Shula's fault because the North Seller was good. He screwed him up. But Kendall Bryles is great and Josh Hoover's not that great. You can't have it both ways. Like, the player's got to take some responsibility through all of that.
I don't think any of them are that great. Shula, Sellers, Hoover, Bryles. I don't think any of them are that great.
I think right now there is a busted light bulb that's out in the chemistry department at South Carolina, and they're blaming it all on all the offensive coordinators the last 10 years. Like, everything that's wrong with South Carolina football, they blame on the offensive coordinator. And at some point in time, you got to say, man, our guys didn't play well. Our guys made dumb mistakes. I will tell you, Mike Shula didn't coach Lenore Sellers to run out of bounds on fourth down and not throw the football.
I'm just saying, I don't know if you're trying to bring in, here's your either or. Lenore Sellers is going to take a million sacks. Josh Hoover led the Big 12 in turnovers. Which side do you want? I think I'd probably go for the bigger, stronger quarterback, even if he wasn't as good this year. I just don't love Hoover. Now, if this was a different quarterback we were discussing instead of Sellers in the portal, maybe I would get involved with this and be more inclined to lean in that direction. I just don't think Hoover would be the guy to move on from Sellers for, even bringing in Bryles. But that's just kind of where I'm at with him specifically. I think there are five or six clearly better quarterbacks probably than Hoover in the portal or about to hit it.
Yeah. Roy Football texted, I had Hoover's game at SMU. His wide receiver Eric McCausch had five catches for 200 yards and three touchdowns. He said Hoover's good, but not a $3 million program saver in his opinion.
I watched that game. I mean, he's had ridiculous receivers the last couple of years, and he's a good quarterback, but yeah, it's a risk-reward when you throw that many picks.
I agree with that. I'll ask Roy Philpott at 8:05 this morning, would you rather have Sellers or Hoover? And what in the world? That's a lot of money in a backfield if Aaron Nolan's still around. That guy's got to go.
I think Aaron Nolan's got
to
go.
Can't pay that guy more money. And in hindsight, that was a bad, bad mistake. Cutter Woods is a good football player.
You don't blame him for bringing him in, though. Because if a player like that becomes available, I think you have to take a swing.
He's a great example of big hat, no cattle.
Probably true.
Big name, oh, man. Aaron Nolan, first of all, if his name was John Nolan, nobody would say anything about it. Aaron Nolan, oh, he's a five-star at high school. Well, he looked a little bit awkward throwing it in high school. Anyway, left-handers do sometimes. He goes to Ohio State. He doesn't play a lick in 2 years. Doesn't even see the field. And I know, they're all great at quarterback up there. Watch what he does here. Comes here, doesn't look good here either. And wherever he goes next, won't be very good either. But are you paying a guy $1 million because of his name?
I think he probably needs to get up out of there. For what it's worth, as a texter points out, if I'm South Carolina, my number one priority, regardless of who's running the offense, regardless of who's quarterbacking the offense, is fixing the offensive line.
Because
Lenora Sellers, Josh Hoover, Joe Montana. They're not going to succeed without a run game, and they had no run game.
Yeah, here's what I'm telling you. I go get if I am Shane Beamer, I don't pay the Sellers brothers $4 million. Cutter Woods is my quarterback. I take that $4 million. I go get Ball, the running back down at Florida, and I go get me three starting offensive linemen, and we're going to run the football and play action off of it, and Woods is going to throw the football. And Woods is going to actually read defenses and throw the football. And I take my $4 million and invest it in other people around.
I would not be mad with that.
Right.
I don't think it's a bad strategy.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think it's what they're going to do. It's going to be Sellers. No, but I think it's a fine strategy. None of it matters if they can't run the football. We've seen that with millions of – we saw it with Clemson a lot of times this year. They struggled to run the ball largely due to offensive line and scheme at times. It kind of kills your passing game, too. Makes you one-dimensional.
All right, short break. Upcountry Fiber for a stronger solution. We love Upcountry Fiber, upcountryfiber.com. Get in touch with them. The very best internet is at Upcountry Fiber. Love what these guys are doing and how they're doing it. It is the best internet. It's the fastest internet and the best customer service. You know Upcountry Fiber. You know the reputation. Find out why if you don't have them right now. In Spartanburg, Greenville, Anderson, Pickens, Oconee counties, the fastest internet, telephones, and cable stuff for you, televisions for you. UpCountryFiber.com. Josh Williams talking Vegas and college football playoffs right after this.
Hey everybody, Kwok here with a special announcement. As y'all know, I've been on the Wendy's team 4 years now, and I'm thrilled to announce a new addition to our roster, the Chicken Tender. Our new five-star recruit is bringing 6 bold new sauce additions with him, including Wendy's new signature sauce, Fortune Hot and Sweet Chili. When asked what the Wendy's fan base can expect from him, Mr. Tender said, quote, bigger, better, juicier. There's nothing like me in all of Anderson, Oconee, or Pickens County, end quote. So yeah. Get your hands on some Wendy's chicken tenders. No further questions.
Winter weather is upon us, so if you're planning a ski trip, a mountain getaway, or just want to be prepared for what Mother Nature might throw at us, make sure your vehicle is ready with a trip to the Pendleton Tire Company.
Be ready to play in the snow like me and my daddy on a new set of tires for Pendleton Tire Company.
Go see Zach and the team at Pendleton Tire and be ready for winter fun. Call them at 864-646-3694. Or visit online at PendletonTire.com.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for 6 decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
Ever tried calling an insurance company after a wreck or work injury? Press 1 for confusion, press 2 for excuses, press 3 to never speak to a human again. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramlin Mills Law Firm, and we don't play those games. If you've been injured, we take on the insurance company so you don't have to. You focus on the healing, and we'll handle the headaches. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at tramlinmills.com. We don't let them mess around and get away with it.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower, the list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number, One Time Plumber, One Time Plumber.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
The Greenville Winter Invitational returns Sunday as the Cincinnati Bearcats take on the Clemson Tigers in a basketball clash between two marquee programs. It's a highly anticipated nationally televised matchup featuring a surging Clemson program and a tradition-rich Cincinnati team. Tip-off's at 3 p.m., and you can score tickets today at the GSP International Airport box office or Ticketmaster through game day while supplies last. Clemson versus Cincinnati in the Greenville Winter Invitational, Sunday at 3 p.m.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Service in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Service build it for you. Golf Cart Service is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more, or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your Club Car Onward today and really enjoy life.
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view, with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact at longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
He's opinionated, caffeinated, and never intimidated. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on The Roar.
Welcome back. My great friends at American Door, they do an incredible job for you. American Door Masters, in a commercial garage situation, it's dock equipment, it's dock levelers, edge of dock levelers, bumpers, shelters, dock seals. They do all of those things. They do it fast. They get it done. They get it done right. Fire-rated rolling steel doors, those commercial garage door openers, the security grills and the counter shutters and the fire-rated counter shutters and the sheets doors, sectional doors. They do all of that for you as well. Installation comes with consultation. They teach you how to do all these things, the design and plan, the professional installation at the commercial level. So you see this big, huge industrial doors? You got to have them. You got to have them working, functioning. American Door Masters does that for you. 864-990-3075, 864-990-3075. Josh Williams on a Friday at 725. Good morning, J-Dub. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Doing fantastic. My mind slips me now in my advanced age. Did we pick picks last week? Were any games to pick last week?
Yeah, Sam and I did. You know, kind of debatable about yours, but yeah, you had Troy. Sam and I had winners with Army and Washington.
You have a big fan out there right now listening this morning on the last day of school break, by the way. You got a big one. I want to wish all those school kids, including one of my absolute favorites this morning, listening this morning to you. So let me ask you this. The Troy thing didn't work out because of quarterback. Did I remember it right? I didn't even see the game. Did quarterback get hurt again? Did I miss that one or not? Did he play? Crowder.
He played, yeah. Oh, yeah, no. He played.
Oh, I can't blame it on that either then. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. We have one. Wait, good. I'm sorry.
Got to get you off the schnud. I think we'll get you off the.
Oh, I'm gonna crush it.
Losing streak.
I'm gonna crush it right now. One game this morning, I won't talk Kennesaw State, Michigan State, Western Michigan, but Memphis and NC State, Wolfpack a 3.5-point favorite in this one, Memphis without the coach and opt-outs and all this kind of stuff. 2:30 ESPN, Wolfpack favorite.
Yeah, this it's moved down here in the last couple of days. The opener was up at 5.5, so more tickets and money on NC State, but come down. It's 4.5 early in the week. Now it's at 3.5. So hard to know. You know, maybe it's quarterback Brendan Lewis from Memphis is definitely in. He's one he's kind of banged up to end the year. But, yeah, Memphis, like you said, struggled down the stretch. After that big win they had against South Florida that really kind of put them in the driver's seat in the AC, they lose three games down the stretch to Navy and East Carolina and Tulane. Obviously, like you said, head coach Sybil Shields off to Arkansas. So they'll have an interim for this game. Staff a little bit in flux there. But, you know, if the personnel plays for both sides of the ball, I mean, this kind of looks like an over game to me. Obviously, I mentioned the Memphis quarterback, Lewis. You know, if he's playing, which it looks like he probably is, you know, the time off should help. You know, the only real notable opt-out for NC State, you know, is the running back, Hollywood Smothers. He's entering the transfer portal. You know, Memphis's run D is decent. So, I mean, State probably attacks him more through the air anyway. So, I mean, if the starting personnel plays, I mean, both these defenses are not great. They kind of give up explosive plays for fun. I mean, NC State especially, they get no pass rush. Like Clemson, they're kind of sketchy on the back end, particularly at safety. If we've got the starters and normal personnel in place, I mean, it looks to be that this has the makings of an over game with some points here early this afternoon.
All right, I got Bama and Oklahoma. I've got a great read on this game. We know what Bama can't run, Oklahoma can't run, but Bama can't rush the passer. This game's going to come down to the two quarterbacks making plays without a run game. Oklahoma getting after Simpson a little bit more. Home field advantage. Oklahoma's beaten Alabama two times in a row. I don't see any run game from Bama, and this comes down to third down conversions, and I just trust Mateer and his feet without a rush a little more than maybe an ailing Simpson with no rush and a good pass rush against him.
Yeah, this line hopped the fence. I believe it was yesterday. You know, it opened up at Bama minus 1.5. You know, staying there in that 1-to-pick range. Hopped the fence. Now it's Oklahoma 1.5. You know, the tickets are pretty much even. But yeah, rematch from a little over a month ago, around a month ago. You know, that game, you know, the line closed Bama minus 6.5 there in Tuscaloosa. Alabama outgained them 406-212. Had the edge in first downs 23-12, but they lost the turnover batter 3-0. So according to Bill Connolly's post-game win expectancies that take into account all those stats, you know, Oklahoma won the game with a 5% post-game win expectancy. So you take the time off, helps Bama with some of those injuries. That guys that did not get to play in the SEC championship game, Jam Miller and Quay Ross, obviously on offensive side, Kobe Collins and Overton on the defense. But yeah, like you said, they've essentially been on a downward trend since Halloween. Ty Simpson hasn't looked the same. I think, you know, they haven't put him on any of the injury reports, but the, you know, kind of rumor is he's been nursing a back injury the back half of the year. You can kind of see that with, you know, his accuracy kind of taking a dip. So yeah, Oklahoma, their defense, you know, you're not going to run it on them. So can they get after the quarterback? You know, they did that fairly well, but Bama moved the ball quite well in that first matchup. But, Mateer, I think, is just kind of the ultimate X factor. His legs need to be a big factor because that Oklahoma offense, they can't run it either. They're pretty boom or bust. You know, if these two teams weren't playing each other, I'd probably pick against both of them. But they are playing each other. I don't really trust Oklahoma because of how poor their offense is, but being at home, I think that defense is probably the best unit on the field on either side of the ball. So I kind of lean that way too.
In the last four games he's played in, And the last five games, because he didn't even play against Auburn, Ryan Williams, 9 catches, 136 yards, and 1 touchdown in the last 5 Bama games this year. Invisible. Yeah, invisible through all of that. All right, we have Miami A&M noon tomorrow. A&M about a field goal home favorite in this one.
Yeah, best game of the weekend for me. This line opened up, you know, it was even one rogue opener at 5.5. Most places open 4.5, but like you said, it's all the way down to a flat 3 now. So despite basically 2-to-1 tickets on A&M, it's been a little more than 2-to-1 money on Miami that's been driving that down. But great trenches battle, both sides of the ball, both lines of scrimmage are good. You know, A&M has been susceptible at times to some rush explosives, and Miami's kind of been had some juice here toward the end of the year with since they've put Pringle there in the lineup, getting a lot of carries there. You know, he had only had 17 carries on the year up until essentially mid-November. But in those last few games, he had 17 carries for 100 yards against NC State, 14 carries against Virginia Tech, another double-digit carry game against Pitt. He's averaging about 6 yards per carry. So he's kind of giving them a little bit more juice on the ground. You know, Miami defensively, you know, their rush D has been really good. They average, you know, under 3 yards per carry allowed. The rumor is that Le'Veon Moss may be able to return for A&M. He's been out for quite a while. Big thing for Miami on defense, though, is their slot corner, Keontae Scott, is supposed to be back, which will be big in a matchup with these A&M wide receivers. But I don't know, it comes about to me is like, which quarterback do you really trust more? And it's kind of hard to answer, but I lean toward Miami a little bit on this game, even on the road. I think I like kind of what they can do and control the game with their lines of scrimmage. I think they might be a little bit better. You know, they'll be looking to get Tony the ball. He's had, they've really fed him the ball. These last three games, he's had 31 targets in the last three games, 4 touchdowns. He's been involved more, obviously, in the screen game. They've got him some, you know, in the run game, even some kind of wildcat packages. So it's good to see him kind of moving around all over the field. And A&M does some similar stuff with Concepcion. But excited for this one, obviously. It's the kind of a shame that it's at noon, but best game of the weekend.
3:30 tomorrow on HBO Max, the home of college football, along with True TV and TNT, Tulane and Ole Miss, 17 in a rematch game, 17 and a half in a rematch game.
Yeah, I mean, do we think this is going to be any different than the prior matchup? Nah. I mean, they played late September. It was, you know, that line was 13 and a half. They won. Ole Miss won 45-10. You know, Ole Miss outgained them by about 300 yards, you know. I mean, for Tulane to have any chance, Rex Life has got to be a lot better than what he was. He started that game 0-10. I think he finished 5-17 for about, 50 yards. I mean, they'll just need to be successful on the ground and shorten the game to really kind of hang in there and have a chance. I mean, their defense, Tulane defense isn't great. Their strength is really kind of the pass rush, but you know, Chambliss, with his mobility, I mean, he rarely takes sacks. So if they can't get him down, that's probably bad news for that Tulane secondary. So I don't know. It looks like, actually, you know, the crowd's going to be charged up, and they kind of want to prove they belong there, you know, with Kiffin having moved on. I think Ole Miss handled this one pretty easily.
I love the T-shirts. I don't know if you guys have seen it or not. Tulane versus No Lane. Which is a terrific one there. I noticed you didn't include in my pregame notes today James Madison and Oregon. Is that just because this won't be a close game by halftime?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of intrigued that the line has not. I kind of expected the line to kind of drift a little bit more than a half. You know, it was 20. It got up 21. It's been kind of sitting there. There's even some 20 and a half. Low total with a big number, I guess. You know, I mean, maybe it's James Madison can kind of hang around a little bit, but I have a hard time seeing how they hang in there.
So you think, well, you know, there is a blueprint. James Madison and Tulane kind of have the same, they face the same obstacle here. If you're going to pull this upset, you have to find a way to shorten the game first and foremost. You got to run the clock down. That's something in Alabama-Oklahoma game. I'll make a pick here in a minute. But that's something that Alabama does, and we talked about Ohio State doing it. Man, they've got to run that clock all the way down. They've got to possess the ball for 38 minutes in these two games, right? You got to get a key turnover. You got to have some sort of gimme in there somehow, some way. You need to come out with some sort of either – hold them off in the first quarter and that little blitzkrieg right off the bat to stay in the game, or jump out to a little lead in there and doing that. So my question is, in that blueprint for a major upset, you feel better about James Madison or better about Tulane?
I mean, I guess you kind of have to say Tulane. The reason I just say that is because out of these two teams playing, Ole Miss has the worst defense of the bunch. But yeah, I don't really see either one of them. But
so keeping the ball away from Ole Miss might be easier than keeping the ball away from Oregon because of the defense.
I think so. Yes.
All right, I'm ready to rule here. I'm riding Brent Venables, man. Three times in a row beating Alabama, 1.5-point favorite. It's home. And, again, this comes down to these teams are so similar. First of all, I think Oklahoma's defense is better than Alabama's. I think that neither team can run the ball. I get it. But I think Oklahoma rushes the passer better. Now, both quarterbacks have some injury issues maybe, but I like Mateer's feet to escape a bad pass rush more than I like Simpson's arm to bail him out of a good pass rush. And so give me Oklahoma. Sammy, have any picks over at all? You like anything?
Can I take an over and a spread? Can I just take Cal on Christmas Eve in my favorite bowl game? They're in the Hawaii Bowl. Can I take Cal like -1.5, I think is what they're at, or whatever Josh has them at? And can I also take whatever the over is in that game? I'll stack them both.
Homecoming for Cal through it all. Over under 52.5. Oh, it's going to
hit
way
the over.
That. Yeah,
give me Cal in the over.
Yeah. Las Vegas trying to give me money on that one. Josh, got any picks for me at all?
I think I'll go ahead and go with Ole Miss.
Yeah,
I think they're going to be pretty charged up. And
yeah, that's my point.
And farewell in this one, and then I think they get smacked next year.
I would agree with that. I think Ole Miss, they scored 45 on Tulane in September. I think the number's 46 because they want to prove that they're better without Lane than with Lane, kind of a thing. Like that's a magic number. 45 is a magic number for them through all of that. Hey, man, always appreciate your time. Always enjoy it. Let's talk some no. We're off next week. So Merry Christmas to you, buddy. I'll talk to you the new year. How about that? I'll talk to you before that, but on the air, I'll talk to you the new year.
Yeah, that sounds good. Get previewed for the next go-around next time we talk.
Sounds great, buddy. Have a great Christmas for sure. Josh Williams.
Yeah, man, you guys as well.
No doubt. Short break. We'll come back. I do need to tell you quickly, but before we get to our ReedyLandCo.com's hunting and fishing report, Lakeside Lodge, Clemson.com. I hope that if you came in town for the graduation, maybe go out to I hope you stayed out that way, maybe consider buying a condo. And in this holiday season, you know, you're out shopping and you don't have time to prepare meals and you're kind of putting things together. You know, Seasons by the Lake, terrific food. You're going to love it. So great friends at Lakeside Lodge. Short term, you know, now I love Clemson. Don't get me wrong. I love the students. All right, Keanu, let's be clear. I love students. But I like the Christmas break and the summer break because we're kind of like Mayberry then. You know, we got a little slow it down a little bit. It's a great time to visit if you do that for the Christmas holidays. Or if you have guests coming into town and they don't want the air mattresses. You know, they don't want that fold-out couch where that rails are right in your back. You know, that rail's always in your back. So why not go to Lakeside Lodge at LakesideLodgeClemson.com. ReedyLandCo.com's Hunting and Fish Report right after this.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Kraft Stove Store and Patio, located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
Hey guys, the holidays and new year are right around the corner. It's time to shed those extra pounds, get back in the gym. At Low Country Male, our concierge plan started around $7 a day. It includes testosterone, unlimited doctor visits, prescription management, and much, much more. With 9 locations in the Southeast and 10 years in business, come see why we are the most trusted TRT clinic in the South. Make men men again. Book today at lowcountrymale.com.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosie Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. Just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Blue and white trucks rolling down the street.
Friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game. Everything has to be right, so when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Top, Patagonia, Z-Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com.
Merry Christmas.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Holiday shopping time is running out, so give a gift that actually gets used. Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters, home of Rhino Linings of Greenville, has gift certificates ready for the ladies and the men on your list. From spray-on bedliners and protective coatings to lift kits, wheels, lighting, racks, steps, and custom accessories. And they can upgrade their ride any way they want, whether they work hard, play hard, or hit the trails every weekend. This is the gift they'll remember long after the holidays are over. Don't wait. Grab holiday gift certificates now at odysseyvehicleoutfitters.com and wrap up something Rhino tough.
Are you incensed that you missed one of our daily shows?
And what do we have? We have an altercation of some sort down in the field. Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
Stay calm. You can listen to all of our past shows at theroarfm.com and click on the podcast tab.
All right, We are. This is our last Friday of this year. I want to tell you, we are right around the corner. I was talking to Russell Patterson, and Russell says in the next few weeks he's headed to North Carolina because he's got to go up there and get ready. He's got to get all the software updates and all the new tax code stuff and study all that stuff. So I will tell you now, pretty soon, like in the next 3 weeks, you'll be making your Patterson Tax Service appointment. So that's one thing. You still got to end the year right. It was about this time, about 4 years ago, a buddy of mine went to Patterson Tax Service, and he came out and he goes, man, I got to buy like 3 trucks. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, I got to make some capital investments in my company. We did so good this year. I got to do something. And so I don't know. Here's one. Someone can say, Mickey, do I want to buy or lease my trucks or lease my equipment? What I don't know, man. You know who does? Russell Patterson, Donnie Patterson. Those good folks know that. So let them do all that for you. Tax planning, tax evaluation, you know, state planning and trust and all that kind of stuff. Payroll taxes, end of the year stuff. This is a very, very important time in business. And getting those personal taxes done about 3 weeks from now, friends, is when you're going to be calling my great friends at Patterson Tax Service. Anywhere I get, sometimes I get this message too. Hey, can they do it in North Carolina? I got one the other day. Can they do my business taxes in North Carolina? Yes. 15 years ago, I had a gentleman that texted in, listen, over on our internet. He was overseas. He was in the serving our country in like Germany, and he goes, I need to get in touch with Donnie and Russell right now. I was like, all right, here's a number. Take care of it. He couldn't do it. It was towards the end of the year there, and they took care of it for him. We love it. Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com. This segment brought to you by ReedyLandCo.com, our hunting and fishing report. Anderson Drake checks in with us on a Friday. Good morning, Anderson. How are you doing this morning?
Good, Mickey. How are you?
We are great. We're going to talk a little more duck hunting today. Anderson, I'm looking at the weather, and I'm seeing 70. And a lot of people are off now this time of year, right? So, I'm looking at hunting. 70, 74 degrees on Christmas Eve. I've got 71 on Christmas Day, 71 on the day after Christmas, 75, and then the Saturday after Christmas, 73. Can you duck hunt when it's 75 degrees?
You can. It's just not as fun.
Just because the ducks aren't as active, or you're sweating and all that equipment out there, you need to be putting.
Yeah, you're more sweating than you are anything. Just being in waders and bugs are gonna be out when it's 70 plus degrees. It's It's still fun, but it's not as fun.
Yeah. All right. How's our duck hunting season going? What do we need to know about duck hunting in 2025?
It kind of depends on where you are. Obviously around here in the upstate, being at the base of the mountains, we don't have the best duck hunting here compared to other states. Out in Arkansas and places like Missouri and Kansas and all that, they're tearing them up. The cold weather front pushed them down a good bit. They still haven't come down far enough. They're kind of hung up in the Midwest and the middle parts of the country. But hopefully over the next couple weeks and getting into January, it's going to get a lot better for a lot of duck hunters.
That reminds me to ask you the question about how long's the season now?
Season ends January 30th, 31st. Whatever so that Saturday is, I believe.
Keanu was Keanu's telling me, man, we're going to have this Arctic blast in January because we're going to pay for our sins of 75 on the day after Christmas. And I'm like, no, I don't want that. So, all right, I've got some other questions for you that you might not be prepared for, but I've got some for you.
Okay.
I was telling Keanu tells me, he's our intern here, and he says, man, I've never been hunting. And I was telling the difference in the variety of sitting in a deer stand compared to sitting in a blind and the weather temperatures and all that, compared to walking with rabbit hunting with the dogs working that. And so my point was, having to be perfectly still and calling ducks or calling turkeys, like there's a whole lot in there. All right, Keanu's never been hunting before. If we want to take him hunting for the first time, what's the best first-time experience to get somebody hooked on hunting?
I would say my personal favorite from the first time I went duck hunting is to be in what would be called, like timber hunting. Basically, you're behind a tree, you're calling ducks, you're being as still as you can, you let them break the treetops and get in close, and that's when you shoot them. A lot of people like sitting in what's called like an A-frame blind. you're going to be sitting on a bench. You're going to watch them. You're going to be able to kind of see a little bit better. And that's usually a good first introduction for new duck hunters, is because you can watch the guides call or your buddy call. You can kind of watch and see how the dog works. And sometimes a lot of dogs will look in the sky and tell you where the birds are. So you pick up a lot of that stuff and you can communicate a little bit better since you're, you know, sitting right next to each other. But personally, I would say standing behind a tree is my favorite way to do it.
You've got anytime to me, the dogs, because that's more fun than anything else, the dog aspect of all that. All right, what would be, if you aren't a skilled marksman, like you're not a great shot, what's the toughest, what's the easiest as far as shooting and actually hitting the target?
Like in terms of ducks, you're saying?
Well, or, no, I'm saying dove, ducks, bucks.
Gotcha.
You know, any kind of hunting. What's the one that's like, oh man, I'm not experienced. I'm not a very good shot. So, what's hard? What's easy?
I would probably say dove and duck are probably gonna be the top two. They move a lot faster. They're a smaller target. Dove love to do this thing where they're coming at you, and I call it like the dove juke. At the last second, they'll just break the other way. So if you're not, you know, that can kind of throw some people off. But ducks move pretty fast, especially on windy days. So you got to, you know, aim for the beak a little bit to try to lead it. So I would say those are probably two of your tougher hunting shots versus, you know, shooting a turkey or a deer.
Yeah, bigger targets, rifles compared to, but of course, birdshot, you get a little better spray pattern, I guess, than some of that. All right, with that said, final question in hunting goes, it's Christmas. If a hunter is on your list right now, and I guess it depends on what kind of hunter you're talking about, but what's a big Christmas item? What do we need to look for? Clothes or equipment or shells or decoys or calls? Like, it seemed like if you're a hunter, man, it'd be a really good Christmas present to get around here in the corner.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I've always got hunting stuff on my Christmas list that probably drives my wife and my mom crazy. I would say for new guys who are just trying to get into it, you know, I remember being 13 when I got my first shotgun and my first pair of waders. So that's always, you know, those are two really big ticket items if you're needing something bigger. If you're the gift buyer and they're already a pretty active hunter, you're probably going to have a harder time finding something they haven't already bought themselves. So I would say check with them, see what they got. And if there's anything they haven't bought this season ahead of time, and see, you know, if you can get that added to their list. That way, you know, you're not buying something they already have.
Like golfers are like hunters as well. Like, I'm peculiar about my stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, don't buy me this brand because I'm loyal to this brand, kind of stuff. So check in with your hunters through all that. Hey, I was on the website last night, and boy, you talk about a great Christmas present. Well, some of your properties would be the ultimate Christmas present for a lot of folks.
Yeah, that I can't think of a better Christmas present. we've all got some really cool stuff right now. For anybody who, you know, enjoys being outdoors or is a duck hunter or fisherman, I've got 90 acres for sale down in Fountain Inn, right off of Fairview Road. It's got about 25 acres of duck swamp. It's got an acre and a half pond, got multiple build sites, and, you know, super convenient in town being right off of Fairview Road.
How to find you guys, phone numbers, websites, social media stuff, what's the best way to do it?
You can check us out on reedlandco.com. We are on Instagram and Facebook. You know, a great way to get in touch with brokers is a lot of us use our cell phones. So if you happen to find our phone number online, that's going to be the best way to get in touch with us for sure.
ReedyLandCo.com. Hey, we're off next week, so I want to wish everybody there Merry Christmas. Hope Santa's is good for you. Hope you get a bunch of brand new waders and warm under wools clothing and all that for maybe what be a good duck hunting season for you in January. Anderson, I always thank you, man. Appreciate your time and have a great day.
Yeah, man. Merry Christmas.
You too, buddy. Anderson Drake from ReedyLandCo.com. I'm thinking about you, man. Don't sit in that deer stand. Like, just to sit there, Keanu. Like, you want to get out. I told you, man, I think rabbit hunt. Of course, the only thing there, man, like, they're cute little animals. Like, I went boar hunting one time. Like, I could shoot a boar because they're ugly and they're nuisance. Like, killing a beautiful deer or a rabbit, that's a little bit different. Roy Philpott is headed down to the Grove, Oxford, Mississippi, to call an ESPN radio game for college football playoffs. He joins us when you come back for hour number three, right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.